This is one poem only. I'm Maggie Devers. One poem, nothing more, nothing less. One poem only is opening the mic. If you'd like to share your poem in your own voice, you now have that option when submitting. The form and full details are in the show notes. This is One Poem After, where I'll be reading poems written after those featured on the podcast during National Poetry Month. Today's after poem is by Aaron Zero. Bloodlettings, after Emma Jane Barlow. I am poetry. I look at the world from fluidity and wispy shapes. I spill my soul and dreams onto paper in the hopes that I will set my demons free. They are shackled inside, and someday they will devour me. These are the bloodlettings of my soul. I hear the world in the rhythm and sound of ancient worlds and cultures long forgotten, in foreign languages I have yet to learn. It is the call of my soul, where I came from. I feel the world through the flip of tarot cards, the hum of crystals, the shape of things unseen. I see buried memories, memories of things that have yet to happen, dreams of places in distant cosmos. Maybe that's where I am from. I have a sacred calling to walk this earth as a wayshower, a healer, a speaker for the voiceless. I bring light to the darkness so others can see their path, and hope I leave the world a bit brighter than how I entered it. By Aaron Zero. You can find more from her on Instagram at Aaron Z Poetry. Her two chapbooks, Life as a Moving Target and Without Wings, are available now. And now for the poem this was written after. You are poetry. I hope you know that you are poetry. Everything you do is art, and you don't even know it. The way your eyes glisten and your whole face beams with light when you're happy. The way you sink into the sofa and hum a little to yourself at the end of a hard day. The way you hold the door open for a stranger and smile. Or the way you speak to animals when you see them pass by. The way you see gift-giving as the most precious way to know someone, and the time and care you put into it. The way you stand under the downpour of water at the end of your shower, to feel a rush of gratitude for simply being alive. The way you watch the steam rise when you make a cup of tea and wonder where it disappears to. The way you love others with a fierce yet gentle loyalty. You always see the best in people, even when they don't deserve it. The way you push out your tongue when you concentrate, and how your fingers dance when you're nervous or excited. Even when the poems don't flow, I want you to know that you are poetry. Never forget that everything you do and all that you are is pure magic. By Emma Jane Barlow. You can find more of her work on Instagram at Emma Jane Poetry and on Substack at Threads of Hope. She has two published poetry books, Darkness and Light, and Sins and Sunflowers. She also facilitates an online poetry workshop series called Holding Space. I've linked it all in the description. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Find One Poem Only on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, and stay a while. If you join my Substack or Patreon, you'll get a copy of my book and access to episodes from my audiobook.